one day also will share in those blessings. Christ intercedes for us. He is protecting us. He sends His Spirit into our hearts to ensure us and to give us the ability to strive with good conscience. By the Spirit, we are to rule over, to oppose all those who would be an enemy of Christ and the church, which takes its first place in our own heart. Mankind was created to have dominion over the earth. And after this life, we will regain that right to the fullest extent, and we will rule over all creation for all eternity. What a blessing believers have here, that we can have eternity in our hearts today, and we will reign with Christ for all eternity. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, we are a chosen nation, a royal priesthood, His own special people. 2 Timothy 2, if we died with Him, we will live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Brothers and sisters, by the Spirit, do your best to present yourself as approved workers who have no need to be ashamed. This world is not our home. Our home is where Christ is. After this age, this world will once again become our home because we will rule with Christ on this very earth after it has been purified. No longer will we be plagued by sin, but Christ will rule over all. Our eternal home is secured in Christ. In this life, by Christ, we are to conquer every foe. He has already overcome all things. So He sends the Spirit into us to continue to make that conquer, which has already taken place, evident in all of our life. Every time we hear the name of Christ, we must submit and bow down. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry. Christ must be our all in all, and our lives must reflect who we belong to. We are not our own. Christ has secured all things. He was appointed and ordained so that He might purchase our salvation. He was faithful, so we also must be faithful. Jesus Christ reveals Himself as our, the church's, anointed one, anointed to be our teacher, to be our sacrifice, and to be our ruler. We now in Christ are to teach each other God's word. We are to sacrifice our lives and put to death our sinful nature, and to rule our own hearts on this life, in this world, and after this life, to rule with Christ over all creation. Holiness is something that we must be dedicated to. We must not simply say, well, Christ has ruled everything. He has already conquered the devil, the world, and my own sinful flesh, so I'm just going to sit on the sideline. No, He continues His work in heaven. Christ continues to work in heaven, sending the Spirit into your heart, giving you the ability to make the rule of Christ evident in all that you do, say, and think. So we must strive with good conscience to be faithful to the task that has been set before us as Christians. You call yourself a Christian? Then you must live like Christ has called you to. Those in Christ will one day rule over all. Christ was sent for a purpose. And Christ leaves believers on earth also for a purpose. Christ could have said, well, once you're a believer, you die on the spot and you go directly to heaven. But in His good purpose, He leaves believers on earth so that they might testify, they might witness to what Christ has done and what He continues to do, to make Christ reign and rule evident for all to see. those in Christ are to live in righteousness under the only teacher, the only king, and the only high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us, with good conscience, fight valiantly against and overcome the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Christ is our Messiah, our anointed one, who secured blessings for us and continues to send blessings into our heart. So, brothers and sisters, let us bow the knee to our King. Let us listen to the true teacher. And let us also trust our only high priest who secured for us eternal life. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we confess that we are fully reliant on you, that you are our prophet, priest, and king, and that we no longer look for any other revelation, but we trust your word completely and fully, that we no longer look for another teacher, but we trust you to teach us by your Spirit, that we rely on no other high priest but you alone, who offered yourself as a one-time sacrifice, so that we also may sacrifice our lives, and that we also submit to your rule as head of the church and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which gives us good hope that we will one day also rule with you over all creation. So may, as we depart from this place, may we remember our calling in Christ, that we are to be Christian, and we are to put your reign and rule into service in our lives, so that what you have already accomplished becomes evident in all we do, say, and think. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our song of application is Psalter Hymnal 369, Hail Thou Once Despised Jesus.